The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
It was weird. It was just a weird day. You just never know with this game. I mean, it's crazy to think how well I played the last month, considering how bad it was. I never thought this was going to happen.
English golfer Stephen Brown won the Portugal Masters to claim his first European Tour title. The 32-year-old Brown hit three birdies and an eagle on the par 5 12th to move from three shots off the lead before Sunday's round to the top of the leaderboard at 17 under, 267 overall.
That shot I hit into 12... Probably, I said to Sam, it's probably the best shot I've ever hit. Couldn't have come off more perfect.
Brown came into the tournament expecting his next stop to be back in qualifying school. Now he's on to the season-ending tournament.
I went to Turkey's first reserve last year and didn't get to play. And so it'll be nice to turn up and actually be in the field this year.
Asia's Golf Championship tees off this week in Shanghai, China, where American Xander Schauffele defends his title at the HSBC Championship.
It gave me the confidence and belief, self-belief, to you just never know how good you're going to be until you actually, you know, win big tournaments.
World number three women's tennis player Naomi Osaka is off the court for a while as a shoulder injury has forced her to pull out of the WTA finals in Shenzhen, China.
I injured my shoulder in the finals of Beijing, but I was thinking that I would have enough rest before this tournament, but unfortunately I didn't because when I played Petra, like, I felt it immediately, so... Definitely very disappointed I have to pull out.
The Japanese star won her opening match Sunday against Petra Kvitova, beating the Czech 7-6, 4-6, 6-4. But then...
Didn't really serve at all yesterday, and only hit for like 5 minutes. But the day after I played Petra, I woke up and it was like throbbing. But I was thinking like I could sleep it off a little bit, but I couldn't.
Osaka was to next face world number one Ashley Barty on Tuesday, but was replaced by reserve Kiki Bertens of the Netherlands. The 22-year-old won the Australian Open earlier this year and also won back-to-back titles in Beijing and at the Pan Pacific Open. Despite the abrupt pause, Osaka is pleased with this season and the prospects for next year. The Game Room opens with new stories each week on VOAnews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.